RFRA establishes a judicial test that courts will use to decide when the government can infringe on a person's religious beliefs and practices. Many groups say they're concerned it will be used to sanction discrimination, particularly against LGBT Hoosiers. But Pence says if he thought the law, which exists at the federal level and in 30 other states, was discriminatory, he would have vetoed it.
This legislation has never eroded anti-discrimination laws anywhere in the United States of America. Ever.
Several Indiana companies and groups that hold conventions in Indianapolis have expressed concerns about the bill threatening to leave the state. Pence says he'll talk with them about that.
We're going to reach out to any of our friends in the corporate community who have concerns and do our level best to explain to them what we've done here.
Democratic lawmakers, the ACLU, and gay rights groups all sent out statements opposing the governor's decision to sign the bill, calling it a step backward for the state and deeply flawed. The pro-life community, led by Indiana Right to Life, strongly supports Pence's move. The bill takes effect July 1st. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.